restaurant in Belgrade. Folklorist is Robert Schanefeld. I'm speaking to
Petifa.
From Haiti, correct?
Yeah.
And you're a cook here at the restaurant, too?
Yeah, I used to cook with Seminolin.
Seminolin?
Yeah, from Haiti and town. But I used to cook with Seminolin.
Okay, you're telling me your name?
My name is Julian Petifoy.
And can you tell me what part of Haiti you're from?
Port-au-Prince.
How long have you been cooking since you were a small child?
A small child, but first time I used to do dishwasher, Seminolin.
Mm-hmm.
And after I do paper, just the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
After pantry, they trained me for cooking. I was spend a couple 4 years Seminolin.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be closed now, and she just opened it. It's my old store. I just started with her.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Did you do much cooking when you were a little girl? Did you learn to cook from your mother?
Yeah.
In the Haitian style?
Yeah, Haiti. I used to do that in Haiti before I come here.
Uh-huh. Are you from the farming area? Are you from a farm?
Farm area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you grew up on a farm?
Yes, but they training me cook Haiti, but when I come from here,
right.
They got different food.
Right. Well, what I'm interested in is Haitian cooking too, because I don't know much about it, and I just wanted to ask you, maybe you could tell me a little bit about what the basics of Haitian cooking are first. It's a lot of rice, I think you said.
Yeah, they cook rice. Best rice they like to cook rice with, you know, the liquid pinto beans,
mm-hmm.
the white beans,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, they cook in plantain and yellow yam, they like that. But yellow yam go with a saltfish.
Mm-hmm.
They go good. And, you know, they got different chicken here, but they got same chicken,
mm-hmm.
but you have to clean your chicken. You know the chicken,
it's
the
chicken.
Chicken.
It just eats freely.
Yeah. They just clean up and cooking. But when I make my here, I just cook it, and after I will fry it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
You notice the difference in the flavor of the chicken between?
Yeah, they got different flavor.
Uh-huh.
They got different flavor. I don't know why, but they got different.
I noticed, so I lived in Africa for 3 years.
Oh, you used to live in Africa?
Yeah, and we
had, I don't know how to cook African food.
No, but we had free-ranging chicken, and the flavor is different. I think it's because they eat different food.
Yeah, I don't know, but I never see this kind of food.
Right.
Africa food.
Uh-huh.
I used to eat Jamaica food.
Right.
And Mexican food. And Haitian food. And American food, that's all. But best I like to do Haitian food.
Uh-huh.
I like that. But they taste different flavor.
What kind of spices do you use in Haitian cooking?
But the spicy I use garlic powder.
Mm-hmm.
I use black pepper. And, you know, the green onions.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix up the hot pepper.
Uh-huh.
You as much. Mashed up together and put the meat mixed up together with the meat. And you put orange lemons,
uh-huh.
and the meat.
Is that kind of like a curry?
Curry of lemons.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I cook my chicken, I always put hot water first.
Mm-hmm.
And then drop the hot water and after put the seasoning. But fish, I buy same thing for fish. You have to clean the fish with lemons.
Uh-huh.
And after, you put season and hot pepper and spicy and garlic. Garlic, good flavor, and it's saltfish too.
Would you do the same sort of thing for goat?
Yeah, same thing I do for goat.
Uh-huh.
Goat, I used to put hot water, clean the goat first with lemons. When you clean the goat with lemon first, you wash him up with cool water. After you wash again with hot water.
Why does that be cold and hot? You know why?
You know why? You just try to waste, you know, goat got a smell thing. You try to take it out, the smell thing.
So that's
why you, yeah. That's why the lemon, you wash it first, and after you put the hot water to take care of the smell and out.
Is there any kind of food?
They call grapes. Grapes good. Sometimes I cook grapes with black beans or the pigeon peas. Or big beans, it's good. But it's different kind here from Haiti.
Are there kinds of vegetables from Haiti that you can't get here? Some things that you just can't get?
No, that's same thing, vegetable.
You get most of the vegetables here?
That's same vegetable they got here, that's same one they got here.
What about during Easter time and Christmas, are there any special foods that people like to have if they can get them?
Yeah. When they got the Easter time, they cook. They don't eat no meat.
Uh-huh.
They eat only fish. And they eat bees. How do you call this? I think bees. Bees? Yeah, they eat bees.
Bees?
And lettuce.
What is bees?
Let me show you what kind.
Okay,
that's why I tell him beets. You don't know what
I just didn't understand the accent. I thought you said bees.
No, beets.
Okay, I know what those are.
Yeah. They eat this with Easter when they got Easter. They don't eat no meat.
Mm-hmm.
They got Easter. Only fish.
Uh-huh.
And white beans. No black beans. No red beans.
Uh-huh. What about before Easter? Can you eat some?
Just regular food. Rice. How do you call it? Yellow corn?
Nice.
Just yellow corn.
But it's
not
in
the
same
flat.
No, it's mixed.
Cornmeal?
Cornmeal, the yellow one.
Yellow
plantain, yellow yam.
How do you cook cornmeal? Do you make bread or do you make some?
Sometimes they cook white, sometimes they mix it together with beans.
Do you boil it?
Yeah.
That's a very African way.
You never tried?
I have. I lived in Africa for 3 years.
How did they fix it?
They.
You don't fix this yet?
They.
Yeah. I eat one meal with kidney beans.
Kidney beans, yeah.
With coconut.
Ooh, if you made juice coconut, it's very good.
See where.
There's Jamaica and Haitian, same thing.
Uh-huh.
Jamaica and Haitian, that same food, same kind of food they eat.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't make difference. I've
heard a lot about a festival in Haiti called, I think it's Valada, I don't know how to pronounce it properly. R-A-R-A. Some people say Valada.
R-A-R-A.
Uh-huh.
El Berrara.
Right on, let me see.
Asian festival.
It's before,
what's the name of it?
Before Easter, at the same time as
Carnival.
Mardi Gras.
Carnival. Mardi Gras.
It's not Mardi Gras, though. It's
Rara.
The same time.
Rara.
Malango.
It's called what? Yeah. Malango.
Uh-huh. Rara. Why are you afraid of it?
I read a book about Haiti. Somebody wrote about.
They call it Malango.
Is there any special food associated with that time?
No.
It's mostly a lot of music, isn't it?
Yeah, they got music, dancing, and decoration.
You never been to Haiti?
No, I'd like to go.
Is the next one, Lisa?
Sometime, I guess.
And then I too.
Easter. Going next month?
April.
Okay, so I don't know when Easter is.
When is the 19th?
Well, Ash Wednesday was just last week. Mm-hmm. Coming up. Do you know any Haitian musicians around that? Anybody that does music at all in an old-fashioned way?
What time is it?
Sings Haitian songs, drummers.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
Wilnick is a drummer, but he's in Indian town.
No, he's in Indian town. Tony.
They used to play at the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church.
They just did at the church on Sundays.
In Indian town?
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday. Are they still going to the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I'm still going every Sunday.
Been to church. It's so long.
I barely left this last Sunday. Every Sunday I went to Catholic Church. But mm-hmm. They ain't got no more music.
They don't have music there
anymore.
Since Father won't come, they change it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They got American church.
They have a service here, I guess, in Creole. They told me they have a drummer. The drummer comes from White Palm Beach or somewhere.
Yeah, they used to come here from
Atlanta.
Yeah. And only every other week.
Oh.
Yeah, they used to got one come from Palm Beach. To go Indian town, but it don't come no more.
What about trumpeters or anything like that? Is there any interest in the old kind of music at all in this country, or is it people are they just interested in pop music and things like that from here?
I don't know. I think they're just everybody's just moving over to the American music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this book I read had some old pictures of people who played bamboo flutes and things like that. Did you ever see those when you were growing up? Big flutes?
The bamboo flutes?
Back to cooking. What kind of things do you prepare here that are Asian-style foods at this restaurant?
Here?
Yeah.
I cook beef,
uh-huh.
Or with gravy, but onions and pepper. I just cook rice and fried plantain.
Uh-huh.
Go with chopstick?
Mm-hmm.
With chopstick. But they got no... A lot of Haitian come here, but if they got Haitian come here,
I'm cooking
for a special Haitian food.
Uh-huh.
But now it's not busy to make Haitian food right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sometimes they come eat, they ask you for different food.
That's okay, no problem. Is there any sort of thing you remember eating when you were growing up that might be interesting to know about that Americans can't get or you can't get here?
Stuff that you used to eat when you were back in Haiti that you can't get it here in America?
Yeah, they got the store, but. When I go Haiti, I don't put no food in, cause I got to eat same food I got. Mm-hmm. They got same food Haiti they use over here. That's why. Only one thing I eat more saltfish Haiti.
They got
fresh saltfish Haiti, but over here they ain't got no fresh saltfish.
Mm-hmm. What about drinks? All of you was telling me about carrot juice and things like that.
The carrot juice they make Haiti, you mashed up together.
Mm-hmm.
You put milk. You put the little flavor in there, and you put sugar. You put orange, a grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
You mixed up that together.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. But I make papaya juice too. You mixed up carrot with papaya juice too, with milk, and. You put sugar in it, you mix it up together. And ice, you have to put a lot of ice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. but actually, it don't make difference to Haiti and here. Because a lot of times, they got Haiti and friendly over here too.
Mm-hmm. It's not all that far away, is it? Mm-hmm. Good things. People bring things too from home if they want.
So.
Okay. Well, I think that's good. I'll let you get back to your work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. When you're coming back.